Thank you for all the your service and everything. It was really great working with the committee and the commission, governor's office, the staff, everybody. We were really pleased with that. We thought we worked in good faith for this, but I think for knowledge for most of the people in this room is I have always opposed expanding the gaming issue to another site without having all the original five set up and running and keep that capability. And to be convinced otherwise, I was willing to certainly sit down and discuss openly all the benefits that it would be to have that sixth site. But the tax rate was difficult, very difficult. As you know, I represent Montgomery County, as other members of the task force do. But with the tax rate there, with the 67%, we were giving a tax cut to owners of the casinos and the operations, and we raised it on a large number of people in the state of Maryland. So the tax cap or the tax issue was dominating whether or not I was going to vote for that. And at this point in time, I believe we all worked in good faith. We certainly spent much time and consternation. And I think as you can see the way the House delegation is set up, we do have somebody from Prince George's County, as the Senate does, and the Baltimore City, another affected place, and Anne Arundel County, who has the ongoing operation. And I think, in all fairness, that each of us voted the way that was best for the state of Maryland.